It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sawerwan.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, November 5th. At least 9 U.S. citizens with North Dakota ties were killed Monday in an ambush near the Mexican border. This story from KFYR-TV. Of the 9 citizens killed in the attack, 6 of them were children. There were also 8 other children who survived the attack but were seriously wounded. As of now, nobody knows who's behind the attack. Legislation introduced Monday would create a new research agency in the Department of Agriculture. The legislation would create the Advanced Research Projects Agency, TARA, also known as ARPA. ARPA would invest in innovative technologies that increases economic opportunity for farmers. The project could provide competitive funding and also enable the United States to develop technologies aimed to enhance competitiveness, environmental sustainability, and crop resilience to extreme weather. North Dakota's top law enforcement officer has tabbed authorities in South Dakota to help investigate an agency that allegedly violated state law. North Dakota Auditor Josh Gallion released a report last month that said the Department of Commerce violated the law on bidding uncompetitive contracts totaling more than $87,000 for the state's new Be Legendary logo. The move sparked criticism earlier this year when the contract for it was awarded to a Minnesota firm headed by a woman who once worked for Governor Doug Burgum. The Commerce Department has maintained it did nothing wrong. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.